opening that third box, you could fall into a world, one that shouldn't even belong to, but it does, because he owns it. A passage like no other, existing in between the boundaries of a holiday destination and lived sentimental experience. The photographs could only tell us what he'd seen, and postcards where he wished he'd been. Cinema stubs were the most telling. He had bad taste, but strong sense of tenderness. Hello, beautiful faces and bad fashion artifacts. Pamphlets of nights that must have meant a lot, or that he wished he could have made it to in another lifetime. An empty packet of Swiss tobacco that even now would pain him to throw away because it cost more than a cross-country train. Good job he's held back plenty of travel cards too. May the sun shine on the road you travel, and by its light may you ever be led. Still in possession of the key that opened the house where your penchant for collecting things began. C8A, how's the turbulence? Is that where you drank your lush off beer and drew a portrait on the coaster? What did your fortune read buried inside that cookie? Maybe I'm seeing it now through the fragments of what you left behind. The Indonesian postage stamp couldn't paint a more different picture of you than the business card for a salvage lot based in St. Helens. Stock and sample sales at the Domestic Botanist. A painted rock from the beach. Sometimes you have to leave people behind to find them, reads the fortune.